Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 297. 297. And we've been personalizing Psalm 91, verse 13. And if you've been listening to me, then you know why we're doing it. And you are doing it on your own. You are practicing the word. You are a doer of the word. So let's go. Psalm 91, verse 13. What do we say? I checked upon the lion and the adder, the snake, the cobra, and upon the young lion and the dragon, I trample underfoot. Hallelujah. That is your story. Say 2021, this is your story. This is the way you live. You live by using the authority Jesus has given you. So we've done that already. Luke 10:19, we've said, says, I've given you authority. Authority, you've been authorized to use the name of Jesus, to tread with the name of Jesus. You say to the lion, you say to the cobra, you say, and you know by this time that we're not talking about physical lions. I've done all that, okay? So you're speaking to that lion, to that cobra, you're speaking to that scorpion and saying, you are going nowhere. In my mother's life, you will not touch him. You will not touch my son. You will not touch my, you cannot have him. You cannot have that. You cannot have my property. You cannot. That is the way to do it. That is the way to do it. And you just have 5 minutes of listening to these messages and acting on them. So you listen in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. And if you know you've listened to me, then you know why I say you should take it morning, afternoon, evening, like how you take a pill, isn't it? Good, good. So authority has been given to us. Why are Christians not using the authority? Number one, because we doubt. We wonder whether it is true, whether God really means what he said. That, well, I don't know, I can use this authority. Now, can I stand before the devil and say that? And it is in this, that is why we are not seeing the victories we should see. Because God has done his part, and man should do his part of acting on the way. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. He said, with the heart, a man believes unto righteousness, but it's with the mouth that confession is made unto salvation. People would die and go to hell because they believed in Jesus, but they think that is all. Oh, I believe in Jesus. He's the Son of God. I just believe. I believe that God sent his only Son. I know. And we quote John 3:16, but they would die and go to hell. Why? It is not complete to just believe with the heart. Because he says, how are you going to get the salvation? He says, with the heart, the man believes. And with the mouth, confession is made into the salvation. I believe with my heart, but not confess, is not the full thing. Oh, but God will understand. Okay, so you want to wait. You want to wait and die and go to heaven and see whether you made it by just believing with your heart and not confessing with your mouth. He says that you must believe and confess with your mouth. Okay, so you buy I don't know what recharge card you use, whatever telecommunication network you're using. So MTN or Glo or whatever, I don't know what you use in your country. When you go and buy a scratch card, you want to buy and be able to use your phone and make calls. They will give you a code. Each one has a code. MTN has its code. This other network has its code. The other network has their code. And they will tell you which code you should use. *222*#. Then you decide, I will not use that code. I was born, Olivia Kofi Opata, I was born on 25th of April. So I would rather use *254, because 25th April is 4, so I'll use 2504, and then I'll punch in the numbers. Oh my goodness, you will punch and punch empty. Why? This network, well, they are deceivers, they are liars. They said, I can buy the card, and I bought $100, and I bought $50, and I bought $10, and I've done, and it's not working. Because the code was given to you, you used some, you didn't use the full thing. And it's not their fault. You cannot take them to court. In the same way, God is showing you how the thing becomes complete. He said, when you believe with your heart, also confess with your mouth, then salvation is complete. Then the person can be saved. So he says, he has given you authority. Use that authority. A lot of people have received authority, but they are not using it, and they are not seeing the results. And we are blaming God. And it's as if God is a liar. It's as if God's word is not true. It's as if the Bible is not really true. The Bible is real, is true, is Jesus, is a person. Please. And when we obey fully, we will see the results.